You're listening to Vatican Radio.
In Ukraine, New Year's celebrations were overshadowed by reports of deadly fighting between Ukrainian government forces and Russian-backed separatists in the east. The clashes came amid frustration in Russia over Ukraine's free trade agreement with the European Union, which came into force New Year's Day, prompting the start of a Russian food embargo against Ukraine. Stefan Boss reports.
Ukraine had little time to celebrate a new year. Besides an ongoing armed conflict in the east, it now faces a trade war with neighboring Russia over a free trade agreement with the European Union, which came officially into force Friday. The deal, signed in June 2014, is part of the broader EU association agreement and is at the heart of the drastic deterioration of Ukraine's relations with Russia. It will grant Ukraine tariff-free access to the EU's giant market and is expected to boost Ukraine's struggling economy. But the deal has angered Russia, which retaliated by suspending its free trade agreement with Ukraine and banning the import of several products, including Ukrainian food. Russia's first deputy minister of economic development, Alexei Likhachev, defended these measures. He says that the implementation of tariffs against Ukraine are fully justified, as Ukraine is implementing Brussels' principles of external trade, which means that Ukraine's jurisdiction will be adjusted according to the European Union's main conditions of both customs administration and the rules of external trade. However, heard through an interpreter, embattled Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk called Russia's actions unjustified.
Ukraine held 16 consultations about how it would fulfill the free trade agreement with the EU and whether this would involve any risks for Russia. After this process, it is clear there are absolutely no reasons for Russia to even mention any risks the EU trade pact could cause.
That's not all. Russia says it's suing Ukraine for defaulting on a 3 billion euro bond debt owed to Moscow. The rhetoric on both sides has done little to ease tensions elsewhere, as the Ukrainian military and Russian-backed separatists in eastern Ukraine accused each other on Friday of violating an already shaky holiday truce between the warring sides. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.